It's just, it really gets to, it's kind of a technical issue, and that's the various components of the current account deficit. You know, the trade account, the income account, and the transfer account. And, of course, the trade account's the largest of the three. But I've seen data that indicates that the income account, although it's slightly positive now, is going to be negative, very much negative, in the next several years. For example, 2003 it's positive, but by 2005 this year is $40 billion deficit, and by 2008 the figure I have is it's about $270 billion deficit. That's on top of the trade account deficit, and it just seems to me this is starting to escalate here a little bit. It's going to cause some problems. I wonder if either you could comment on that.
Senator, I fully agree with you. The current account needs to be addressed. It's a shared responsibility. It's why we put in place this framework through the G7, the IMF, the World Bank, these other multilateral institutions. It's why we're calling on the Chinese to adjust. I agree with the chairman and his observations on that. But it would set in motion a broader and wider global adjustment process.
I'm addressing the income account portion.
Well, the income account is
a portion of the current account.
Unfortunately, the trend that you said we could expect to see in the future, the trend line suggests that will be the case.
And does that exacerbate the problem?
Well, it's another source of a negative on the current account, certainly.
And also, all the investment that's coming to the United States, it doesn't go into plants, machinery, equipment. You know, it's going into our securities. It's from China anyway. And that's not productive. You know, people talk about, direct investment. That's not direct investment. At least it's not direct investment matters account. It's enabled to consume and spend, but not invest in, say, in education. Isn't that true? Is that the practical effect?
Well, you have to remember that financial system is a whole set of intermediaries. If you invest in securities, ultimately it affects the investment in hard assets. But you're quite correct. There is an issue here as to what extent that those investment in securities finance consumption rather than investment.
Exactly.
But in general, the mere fact of
That's right. Per se, it's not necessarily it's the case. That's the trend. That's it.
But it becomes part of the supply of loanable funds, which are available for capital generally.
Thank you, Chairman.